Good morning.
I mean, Kerfler, congratulations.
Thank you.
Love what you've done with the Mission Impossible. Made it much more possible, I think. Do you focus on the box office stuff as you go from limited release to IMAX to wide? It's a whole different world now.
Sort of picture bracing for a crash and looking through between your fingers. You know what I mean? I try not to. I think it's hard, you know, because people email you and stuff, and you just sometimes you can't help but kind of glance. But I think it's probably not a good idea to ever focus on
and
that
we
stuff.
Won't dwell on it here. No,
okay,
we
good.
Will not.
Thank you. I feel so much safer
because
now.
The bigger story is this is the zeitgeist moment. The world has turned. You, who've won Oscars and are a legend for The Incredibles, Ratatouille, you're part of the creative team on Up, Toy Story 3. I mean, you're a legend on The Simpsons. Krusty the Clown is like, you know, you brought that to the world. And you go from there to live action.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
So the world has turned.
Huh?
What's that like?
It's great. I mean, I've been wanting to make live action films almost as long as I've been making animated films, and I started making animated films at a really early age. I started my first one at 11, and I finished it when I was just about shy of my 14th birthday. So, and it was a 15-minute film, and you can see the characters get better as it gets closer toward the end. So I just in doing that film, I got into the language of film, and then I started paying attention to filmmakers.
And are live-action actors, locations, just another form of animation, a different resolution quality? I mean,
well,
how do you look at this?
Higher or lower, yeah. Just depending on your point of view. really, I think the fundamentals of storytelling are the same no matter what your medium
right.
is. You're still dealing with the language of film, which is close-ups and medium shots and, you know, the rhythm of the editing and how you're using music. And getting the audience to connect with characters is the same. It's just how you get it on film is different. But they each have their own strengths and weaknesses, and I think they're both fantastic.
Do you say to Tom Cruise in a production like this, what do you mean your head can't do that? In The Incredibles?
Yeah, what are you thinking? You know, no, I mean, the thing is you got to be careful because Tom will actually try to make his head do that. I mean, if he's that kind of guy, as evidenced by the fact that he would climb up on the tallest building in the world, and you know, that's him on film. I mean, where do you find people like that?
And, you know, unlike animation, you know, there's probably a team of lawyers watching him on the side of the building going, you better know what you're doing, Bird.
Yeah. Again, I just look between my fingers and hope that I don't crash.
How did you develop the playful tone of this? It's almost as though this has an Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12 quality, or it doesn't take itself too seriously. And I think that's part of the real sort of brain and charm of it.
You know, one of the nice things about the Mission Impossible films is that Tom was determined from the very beginning to have each film have the voice of its director, even though it's a, you know, it's a franchise thing. It's not something where Tom wanted to set a house style and then have every director disappear under it. So that was one thing that attracted me to it, was each one of the Mission Impossible films, for better or for worse, are, you know, the points, they have the style of their directors. So when I got onto it, they knew my other, you know,
sure.
my animated work, and I said to them that one of my favorite action films is Raiders of the Lost Ark, which has a flawed hero, and you know, there's, you know, he's really hurting by the end of the film, but it did, you know, it enjoys its own moviness, you know, it's a yarn, and it didn't take itself too seriously either, and I love that about it.
Talking with Brad Bird, director of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, you know, I was a fan of the TV show, were you?
Yeah. I mean, I saw it when I was a kid, and yeah. I mean,
I'm a little bit older than you. I mean, my sense of the show was it was very serious and intense, and it wasn't so impossible as the movie franchise is. But it seems to me this version, Ghost Protocol, really picks up where the TV show left off, whereas I think some of the others were kind of just special effects and huge stunts grafted onto a pre-existing storyline.
Yeah, well, you know, this one, I mean, I think that even the title of it is kind of playful. I mean, you know, Mission Impossible. Is there a better pulp title in existence? And that theme song, I think, is one of the great things of all time. And you know, you want something where the audience is into the action and not something where you're winking at the audience all the time. But I think that that doesn't mean that you have to be grim-faced about it, you know?
You know, the end of the sort of opening of Mission Impossible on TV was if you or your team are caught or killed, the
secretary will
disavow any knowledge of your action.
Yeah.
Do you think about that when you go into the directing chair of this franchise?
Yeah, definitely. I do not want to be disavowed.
Was this fun?
Yes, it was. It was very, very physically difficult. I mean, that was the part. I mean, when I first got on the film, Tom gave me these pair of really thick athletic shoes and said, you know, you're going to need these, you know, and that was the case. I mean, Andrew Stanton from Pixar and I were comparing notes because Andrew's done his first live action film, too. And you have a director's chair, but you never sit in it. You are on your feet all the time. So just physically, it was really daunting.
And amazing work by Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, I mean, he almost stole Town. He comes close here a little bit.
Yeah, I think what people are surprised at with Jeremy is how funny he can be. And, you know, he's just one of those great actors. I couldn't be happier with my cast on this film.
And you'll do it again? I mean, you guys are taking over, you animation dudes. Stanton's doing a live action, you're doing?
If I'm lucky enough to have the opportunity to make a movie, you know, I will take it. You know, I really enjoy filmmaking in whatever the medium.
Brad Bird, director of Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. You can't get pulpier than that. It's fabulous.
It's pulp central.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.